It is such a delight and an honour to be back at DMU. I think I got my P45 from DMU, so I have been here. And it really is. I think the work that I was involved with here, and before I even started, and I know latterly has gone on, has really shaped a lot of, made a new language for theatre and artistic practice in this country, and I'm really proud to have been part of it, and it's so nice to be back. Thank you. I'd say my main training was here whilst I was teaching, strangely, but we can come back to that. I had started as a school at school. I'd started very young. The first school I went to was a convent run by a group of Irish nuns who were full of joie de vivre, and they loved showbiz and show tunes and everything to do with the West End. And this is in North Wales.
Sound of Music, by any chance?
Well, that was, of course, a huge influence at the time. But they, same in the 60s, exactly. But they loved it so much that they got these two teachers up from London every Tuesday, an elocution teacher and a dance teacher. And we had this one day with these two incredibly glamorous women who'd arrived from London, teachers on steps, and then go away again. And that was hugely influential, the kind of fun of performing. And we put on an annual pantomime, which academic study was suspended completely for the autumn term. And tickets were hard to come by. It was a real event. And that's where I really got the bug for playing. I think that was the fun of it. We also did a lot of poetry. And then my second school, my senior school, I also did a huge amount of poetry and elocution. That was also in Wales, so it was part of the Eisteddfod system. So we did a lot of competitions at Eisteddfod. And, of course, that's very different because that's where the culture of song, poetry, is embedded in you. It's not about going out and showing off, which is a more English tradition. The Welsh tradition is in your home, it's in your blood, it's in everybody does it, it's part of connection as a community. So I think I picked up that side of it as well at that school. Then there was the Cambridge bit, which was, for me, it was all about learning about socialist theatre. You know, the idea that theatre had a message, that it could change and be part of society, and that it was imperative that you kept your intention in the process, that you knew what your objective was, not artistic objective, but political objective. And then post-Cambridge, I ended up teaching here. So, and actually, as I said, a lot of my training was taking the classes that my students were taking with visiting lecturers or whatever, with Jane, you know, people that I osmotically was close to and listening and learning from them. I would say that was the strongest part of my training.